This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Justice Department is dismissing House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler's subpoena demanding an unredacted copy of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, Nadler wants Congress to get the report before Attorney General Bill Barr testifies next month.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization says that a doctor fighting an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo was killed in an attack on an eastern hospital. Richard Mazuko, an epidemiologist from Cameroon, died when several gunmen from a local militia attacked the hospital in the city of Mutembo, one of the epicenters of the Ebola outbreak. A Congolese health minister, staffer and a driver were also injured in the attack. The WHO director general wrote on Twitter that we are outraged by the attack. Health workers are not a target. The violence is the latest in a series of attacks on Ebola treatment centers by militiamen and those distrustful of the international response to the outbreak. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Malian Prime Minister Soumaylou Boumediene and his entire government resigned Thursday. A statement from the president's office said that the president accepts the resignation of the prime minister and that of the members of government. The move comes after an uptick in violence in the central region of the country, including the massacre last month of 160 Fulani herders by the suspected Dogon hunters. The United Nations reports that over the past year, fighting between the Fulani and Dogon communities has resulted in the deaths of about 600 women, children, and men. 2 weeks ago, there was a massive demonstration in the capital to protest the government's inability to curb the violence. A week after the Sudanese military ousted former President Omar al-Bashir and seized control of the country, protesters continue to demand representation and civilian rule. Since December, the protests in Sudan have swelled into an uprising that toppled al-Bashir, who had held power for nearly three decades. The military is now in charge, but protesters want a civilian government, leading to a series of high-profile resignations and ongoing tension. In Paris, the Catholic faithful marked Good Friday by taking part in a Way of the Cross procession near the fire-damaged Notre Dame Cathedral. The Paris Archbishop led the procession. Authorities are investigating what set off the massive blaze that destroyed the roof of the 856-year-old cathedral. French President Emmanuel Macron has said he wants the cathedral repaired in 5 years. A California couple who inflicted years in torture on 12 of their 13 children and were only discovered when one of their daughters fled their home and pleaded for help to a 911 operator, were sentenced to life in prison Friday with parole possible after 25 years. The sentencing of David and Louise Turpin was preceded by the first public statement from some of the children, who alternately spoke of love for their parents and of what they had suffered despite it, as the couple wiped away tears. One of the daughters said she is soaring through life like a rocket.
I believe everything happens for a reason. Life may have been bad, but it made me strong. I fought to become the person I am.
The Turpins pleaded guilty in February to neglect and abuse. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.